You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this thing, y'all. Y'all ready to get crunk over here? Because we're going to dive real deep into the Matrix. That's just what it is. That's just what it do. That's just what it be like. Yeah, boy. All right, so today's theme is gullible and naive. The types of people who are gullible and naive, I have to look at like they're actual babies and they have no idea about the world around them. So I have to kind of guide them. You understand? Because I would be like, oh my God, this person is so stupid. And I would get so angry and frustrated. You understand? But what I have to realize is they just don't know. They just don't understand what's really going on here. They've got no idea about the world around them. And so I have to actually teach them and take my time getting them to understand. Now, it's not my job to do it. I can only lead the horse to water, you understand? But if they want to drink, they can drink. If they don't want to drink, then that's totally their choice. God gave us all free will. But what I can do is guide these people there and they can get there on their own terms. You understand? All I can do is plant the seed and water it and expect it to grow years and years later. Because believe me, when I tell these people the truth and they finally start to, like, it starts to sink in everything that I was saying, and they're like, whoa. Or what I say gets proven right, which always and often does, then they're gonna be like, wow, that guy tried to tell me about that so long ago. Wow, why didn't I listen to him? I mean, this is just what happens. I'm not making this up. This is just what happens. I have people trying to prove me wrong all day long. Everybody, family, lovers, it doesn't matter who it is. They all try to debunk me and prove me wrong, and they just can't do it. It's very rare where I make a mistake. Very rare. I mean, but it does happen. And I admit to my faults when I make a mistake. But whenever it doesn't happen, and I'm not making a mistake, and I'm telling this person 100% of the truth, and they willingly choose to be ignorant because they're gullible and naive, then that's up to them. And if you need to like fully understand the words gullible and naive, then look them up. Look up these words. But gullible basically means you'll believe anything, and naive means you're just inexperienced, you're lacking experience. But look those words up. Put gullible definition, search. Naive definition, search. Do this. Do yourself a favor and fully immerse yourself in what these words actually mean. Do yourself this favor and educate yourself. You know, I seen this meme the other day. It's got somebody going shh with their finger, and it says above it, it says, if you're not willing to do the research, and written on the hands, it says, shut the fuck up. Then shut the fuck up. If you're not willing to do the research, then shut the fuck up. Because I have done the research, my friends. And that's why I'm breaking this down for you every time I do a podcast. Because I want you to understand what's going on in the world around us. Not the round world. Not the global world, because this isn't a global world. We're in a dome. There is a firmament over where we live. You cannot show the top and bottom of the quote-unquote globe, because the top and bottom of the quote-unquote globe doesn't exist. Outer space doesn't exist, my friends. There's no such thing. It's heaven out there. You understand? That's where God lives. And I don't care if you believe in the Bible or not, because the Bible has been proven to be real for the last 2,000 years. That's just what it is. Like, you can try to say, oh, no. But there's too much proof saying, yes, huh. So, I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, well, actually, you know what? Let me explain to you why I'm on this kick right now. Somebody says, somebody was saying, you know, they never understood as a man why you would date or marry a single mother if you're a single with no kids of your own. Seems to me that he doesn't feel he has options or doesn't value himself as a man. I feel like I was a backup plan helping raise another man's kids. Which, it's valid what this guy is saying, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's valid. Like, this guy is entitled to sit here and wonder this, right? There's nothing pigheaded about it. There is nothing pigheaded about it. It's just how he feels. So some female just, like, hammered him. As a single mom with one child who don't have a dad, I can honestly say, fuck you too. People die and things happen and you don't know the reason the person is single. But on behalf of all single moms, thank you for showing what a cold-hearted, judgmental pig you are. And I'm just like, wow. 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 Like, she, like, that's projecting. If you don't understand what I'm saying, like, when you feel some negative type of way about yourself and you want to project it onto somebody and say, you know what, you're this, this, and that. Like, that's what she's doing. But it's all about her and it's nothing about him and, like, him trying to figure something out. Like, he's asking an honest question. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you picking up what I'm putting down? Because it's simple. Like, he's trying to do simple math and she's over here doing Obamacore. You understand? You know, somebody else said something about it, you know, that agreed with her or whatever. Because that's how I found it. Somebody retweeted her response and said, you know, read this and read her response and all this crap. And so I was like, all right. So I put it in my two cents. But before that, somebody agreed with her and they go, and she goes, exactly. Because being a single mom now is apparently worse than the plague. And we should be shunned and we aren't worthy of another man. Like, what? Like, this guy is not even saying that. You know what I'm saying? What he's saying is, like, shouldn't parents be with parents? You know what I mean? Like, that person obviously wants to be in, you know, their children's life. So why not man up and, you know, and raise another man's kids? Because you're already raising your own. That's all that this guy is saying. You know? And he feels like, you know, if he was to jump into the relationship, like, he's, you know what I mean? Like, it would devalue him because he wants to start a new family. You understand? It's not that he doesn't want anybody's leftovers. He just feels like he would just be a backup plan because the first thing didn't work out. That's all he's saying. There's nothing pigheaded about it. So moving on. She said, I bet all the abused women and women who got out of relationships with their husband, hurt their kids, are just wishing they wouldn't have ever left. See, so, like, she's not even, like, what she's saying doesn't even make sense at this point. Like, and I fixed a lot of her typos, which was hard. It's hard to read what she even is trying to say in the first place. But, like, she gets so upset that she's, you see what I'm saying? That's how you know you're getting under these people's skin. Like, you don't even respond to them. And, like, they're just frantic at the computer or the keyboard. And they can't make sense of what they're trying to say anymore. Like, it's ridiculous. It's kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what about the single mothers who lie and say they were abused when they're the abusive pigs themselves? Another honest question from a male. But since it came from a male and it addresses male abuse victims, she chose to say this. Really? Do you think? All in capital letters, that word. Do you think for one second I am talking about anyone like that? I grew up with my siblings and my dad. All capital letters. As a single dad raised us. No mom in our lives. So what I say come from a place of truth and reality, not low-life men or women lying about their partners. Now go away. See, like, she's not even looking at what she's typing. Like, it's just like, not the microphone, the freaking keyboard. Like, she's spazzing, like, verbally vomiting into the keyboard. This guy's gonna, you know, screw this guy. Like, I feel bad for this person. I said, you're just looking for reasons to argue with people. I feel sorry for you not knowing inner peace. And then, but her name is I Come in Peace, right? And so I went and looked at her profile. It says, I volunteer and rescue. I foster. Keyword, she fosters. She foster parents. And these people are the weirdest, I tell you what. Now, not all of them, but a lot of them are suspect. I plant trees. Oh, good for you, right? I will save bees, wasps. Elon Musk, when you find a habitable planet, let me know. I will move there. I said, P.S. Outer space, in quotation marks, outer space doesn't exist. She goes, outer space does exist. I believe in actual science. You trolling my page proves you, not me, are looking to argue. I'm sorry, is her grammar is very hard to read. You didn't have to comment in the first place. And when you make a horrible comment like that, assuming I'm dumb or something, you bet I'm gonna come right back at you. I just sent her memes and said, read the Bible. Like I told her that in the first place. Outer space doesn't exist, read the Bible. And she's just like, ah! Ah! I was just like, wow. But the memes, they show the firmament, which is the dome. Like, this is all in the Bible. The Bible tells you, which was discovered and written and all this 2,000 years ago. You know, back whenever science was science and not science was a bunch of lies and science fiction. Like, that's all science is these days. Science fiction. We are living in a augmented reality. Like, this is like, here, let me, look. I'm gonna give you an example of how people act, how people are, and then I'm gonna break down the matrix after that. Like here, let me just, okay, I'm gonna explain to you. You know how, like, when people act like you're cool to them and like you're just so real and y'all are vibing on a whole nother level, but then all of a sudden they get fake on you themselves and they laugh at you behind your back? Well, what about whenever they laugh at you in your face? Now, not necessarily in your face, right? But they only do it in front of their friends. You see what I'm saying? They've got their friends around them. You know, because they feel comfortable that they got their little friends next to them and think that you won't do or say anything about it. That you'll just be hurt and be like, screw you guys, I'm going home, like Cartman or something, right? Like, think about that. They vibe, like when it's just you and that person, y'all are vibing so hard, they understand what you're saying. But then they get the naysayers around them, right? Which they think are their friends. And so they think that they're one of the cool kids with all their friends. But those friends would turn around and do the same thing to them that they are doing to you, right? They will still outcast you, them. They don't care. Once they get around those naysaying friends, they don't want to not fit in, you understand? So they join up with the others and they're like, oh yeah, isn't that person stupid? Oh, they believe this, and that. They believe that, you know, we live in a dumb God. Like, I mean, even, it's even depicted in The Simpsons. And so far, like, all this stuff is coming true that happened in The Simpsons movie and TV show. Like, are you picking up what I'm putting down? Now, there's a lot of people who can't wait for the unmasking of politicians. Now, it's depicted that they're aliens, but they're not aliens, you understand? They're reptilians. Like, look at a spider. Is that not the weirdest thing you've ever seen in your life? Look at a wind scorpion. Have you ever seen a camel spider? A camel spider is also called a wind scorpion, and you know what I'm saying? Look up a camel spider. Is that not alien and weird? Like, hello? Some of us are walking around looking alien and weird. Now, you've got to kind of wonder why, right? Why do these people look so weird? Like, they look like a straight animal, like a troll, what is that? You know what I'm saying? And these are your fellow man, and we're taught to love your fellow man. Right, I get that. But man, these people look weird. Well, there's videos of reptilian people. You understand? Like, there's more and more and more videos coming out that are exposing reptilian people. It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And if you look in the Bible, it talks about serpent people, dragons, giants. Like, they talk about reptilians. They say Satan is a reptilian. The devil is a reptilian. He's a serpent person. You understand? He is a dragon. The great dragon comes out. Like in Revelations, in what seems like a bad acid trip, this guy had a vision, right? About the future. So get ready for the dragon that never comes in Game of Thrones. You understand? Because the dragon finally came in Game of Thrones. You know what I'm saying? And people are talking about Trump is a reptile. Like, I'm not making this up. Jim Carrey calls out Trump saying he's a reptile, allegedly. This allegedly has happened. Now, there's been no confirmation, right? There's been no solid confirmation of video testimony where he's saying this. But you, if you look it up, go to acapnews.com. acapnews.com. My latest article talks about this. I put it word for word in there. There's two different articles that talk about Trump being a reptile. But it's in one article. You see what I'm saying? I grabbed two different articles and I put it into one article because you've got to see this. You have got to look at it. acapnews.com. And it says something about Donald Trump is a reptilian, and here's why. Go read that. It's crazy. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so with all this said, because we're gonna dig deep into this. Like, I'm excited to get into it, and that's why I'm kind of stumbling on my words. But the point of the matter is, you need to understand the Matrix. The Matrix ain't real. None of this shit is real. No virus, no election, none of it. This whole fucking drama bullshit is just because I'm running for president. You understand? Like, I'm leading the human force, and the reptilians are freaking out. You understand? They're scared that I will eradicate them. Which, I mean, when you understand that these reptilians are eating babies, they're stealing kids, raping them, sucking out their adrenochrome, and eating the flesh of babies. Not even kidding, folks. Eating babies and children, like Hansel and Gretel. Do you know that story? Yeah, reptilian people are doing this. It's not all just witches. There's reptilian people eating babies. Where do you think all these missing children go? Like, think about this. Drama over the wall, which has never been finished. And we're supposed to believe that, you know, it takes more than 4 years to build this wall? Dude, do you know how many people are volunteering? Like, they want this wall built. Like, they're, do it. But there's tunnels. El Chapo's got tunnels. There's airplanes. A wall doesn't matter, you understand? There's boats that they can take around the wall. You understand? They can just go like to Florida or something. This Mexican-American wall, it doesn't matter. This is nothing. This is nothing. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? There's all this drama over the wall, but what the other politicians are saying, look, dude, look, missing children, separated from their parents, lost in the system. Are they ever getting found? Where are these kids disappearing to? I mean, you don't have an answer for it, do you? Well, I don't have the answer, right? I don't have the exact answer because I'm not there. But I can tell you one thing. There are reptilians eating children. You following me? There are reptilians eating children. I mean, think about how many missing children milk cartons there have been. Like, none of this outer space shit. Mars. We're going to Mars. We're going to move to Mars. Mars doesn't exist, my friends. Like I said this in another podcast. Mars does not exist. Looky up here. Remember how I said that in the other podcast? Looky here, looky here. Don't looky there. Looky up in the sky, up in the sky. Don't look at what's happening on Earth and underground. Looky here, looky here. Don't looky there. Looky here at Mars that doesn't exist. Looky here at the TV screen. When in reality, reptilians are stealing and eating children. Like, people are getting raped, my friends. People are getting kidnapped and raped. And motherfuckers be going on their social media. They're just straight advertising that you know what I'm saying? That they're prime for this. And, like, you have to tell these people, like, dude, don't, like, what are you doing? Like, you're just telling the whole world that, like, you know, hey, here I am. And then you explain this to them, and they've got no idea. Like I said, the gullible and naive are actual babies. They don't understand they're babbling. They don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand what they're doing. They're actual babies, my friends. You have to guide them. You have to show them. They'll understand, believe me. When you tell them, they'll understand. But these people are actual babies. You have to treat them as such. Otherwise, they'll never get it. They'll never be safe. They'll keep putting themselves out there, putting themselves at risk. I'm telling you, my friends, the youth is at risk. And we must be there to protect them. Because there are some wicked predators out there. And I'm not saying this to fearmonger. I'm not saying this to lie to you. Like this is stuff we all know, right? But we all pretend as if it's not going on. See, that's the Matrix. It's one big fucking hologram drama nightmare circus reality TV show. I'm gonna say this for you one more time. It's one big fucking hologram drama. It's hologram drama, right? It's a nightmare circus reality TV show. Do you understand? Are you following me here? You understand me? Okay, look. You ever seen a hologram and tried to reach out and touch it? But then you realize that it ain't really there. It's almost like trying to touch the TV. Like, nobody's really there inside your TV. You're not gonna put your finger on the TV and touch their nose. You understand? You're not gonna slap the TV and slap the stupid person on TV, right? That's just not how it works, right? But you reached out to touch this hologram, but like your hand goes right through it. There's nothing there. It ain't really there. That's kind of how the Matrix works. The Matrix works like it's fake. Okay, the Matrix is fake drama that seems so real, but it's really nothing. Like, I paused so you can think about that. Now, and the people that are behind this hologram, you understand, like the guy in Wizard of Oz behind the curtain? Oh, they're on the sidelines laughing at you. They're behind the curtain. With the camera, they're surveilling you, you understand? And they're laughing at you. Have you ever seen The Good Place? I brought this up before, but have you ever seen the show The Good Place? Where they think that it's heaven, but it's really hell? Like, this is not The Good Place. Like, this is not reality. This is not real. Like, none of this, this drama with your ex-girlfriend, it's not real. Move on, dude. Get over it. Quit being sad. It's not real. It's hologram fake drama. You understand? Believe me, she's moved on. She's screwing somebody else already. And you're over here in hologram land, reliving the nightmare. You understand? Just move on. Now, I'm not advocating you go and just start sleeping with people. I'm talking about mentally. In your head, move on. Get over it. Do something else with your life. Because that right there, that ain't it, bruh. Because these people who are behind the hologram are on the sidelines laughing at you with their new boyfriend, their new girlfriend. They're laughing at you. I'm gonna call the cops on you, and now you're scared? Fake hologram drama. Like, move on. Go do something else with your life. Get over whatever they're saying. Guess who else is laughing at you? NASA is laughing at you. SpaceX is laughing at you. Elon Musk is laughing at you. Elon Musk is really slave trafficking, human trafficking, child trafficking, sex trafficking. That's what Elon Musk is doing. Why, you looky here into SpaceX and outer space that doesn't exist. Because outer space ain't real. You know? Look, okay. You see these, okay. the reptilians that do exist, that are really here and are on the news, like, for example, Donald Trump. Like, it's a hologram, you understand? What you're looking at is like a hologram. These are dragon people. These are reptilians. Their eyes are slit at sometimes, and you've got to really pay attention and notice. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, there's part of me that's like, oh, this is a filter. They're putting filters over this person. Which could totally be true. That could totally be true, right? Because remember, this is the Matrix. There's holograms. None of this is real. But let's say that reptilians do exist because it's in the Bible. It is in the Bible. Giants are in the Bible. Dragons and things, great fantastical things like that, are actually written in the Bible. Like, you're looking at these people, right? These lizard people who are in human form, and they're on TV. But then you see their eyes do this weird, like, reptilian glint thing. I don't know how to explain it. Like, their eyelids get weird. Their eyes, like, it starts to glitch or something, you know what I'm saying? But it's not like a glitch. Like, the closest relation I can make it to is it's a filter over their face. Like, you know how filters can change your face and do crazy things with your face? Like, let's say, like, that's what they have over their face, right? They've got it, like, this is a filter, it's a hologram. It's their human face is not really there. Because as Jim Carrey said, Donald Trump has shapeshifted in front of him. He's got yellow, like, he's got gray scales, right? A long, long reptilian face or something. Like, if you look at the guy, he looks like a reptile. Have you seen how fat he is? Like, he's eating babies, you know what I'm saying? Now, this is all alleged, of course. This is all alleged. You have to assume that everything I'm saying is alleged. Because I don't have for sure proof. I have never seen it myself. I'm just breaking this down for you because you're gullible to believe that you're gullible enough and naive enough, you don't have enough experience, and you'll believe anything, right? So you're believing that these people are really participating in all this drama. But whenever the cameras are off, they're laughing. They're laughing at you, they're laughing at me, they're laughing at everybody. Everybody that they're pulling the strings on. You understand? Because outer space ain't real, my friends. It's all happening right here underneath the dome that we cannot break through. We can't shatter this dome. God has made it strong enough that you cannot get through it. Think about this. I want you to really think about everything that I just told you. This is, you know what I'm saying? The Queen Elizabeth, dragon person, lizard person, right? You know, and these people who are high up, they've got all the power in the world now, right? The top 11 Illuminati families, or is it 18, whatever, 11 or 18, something like that. There's only a certain number of families that are in control. They're doing whatever they want. They've got control of the food and water, my friends. Other countries, they don't have the toxins and poisons that we have in our food here in America. Japan, for example, cleanest food on earth, from what I understand. You see what I'm getting at? And they won't allow it. But for some reason, we allow these people to do all this crap. We're allowing the FDA, who I think is the president of it, work for Monsanto. Do you know who Monsanto is? It's a company that has sprayed crops with poison called Roundup. And it's giving people cancer. It's killing you. It's killing me. It's killing us. And that's why we have to eat organic. We have to eat non-GMO. We have to eat vegan because they're poisoning the meats. And what I mean by that is they're giving them COVID shots. Like that turkey you ate, you probably didn't feel too great after you ate it, right? Like maybe you were sleepy, you want to go sleep. Like you weren't full of energy, you weren't energized, you didn't feel good. Maybe your face broke out because you ate meat. Maybe you had terrible gas and you pooped weird and it smelled funny. Now, I'm not trying to be immature. I'm being realistic here. This is not for laughs. Yeah, it's funny. You know, poop jokes are funny. But this is not a joke. They're really feeding you poison. They're poisoning the food that you eat. They're chasing down that turkey that's in a farm that they're all, it says free range, but all these animals are cramped together. You understand? All these animals are living among their own feces and you're eating it. Now, is it okay to shoot and kill your own food? Sure, sure. If you're gonna eat that food, you're not gonna let it go to waste. You're gonna hunt that deer and you're gonna eat it. Sure, that's your prerogative. That's your choice, right? Like tribes and all that, before we were here, they were doing this for years and years and years. They were hunting their own food and they were eating it. Now, were they as healthy as the plant eaters? No, they were not. They were not. If you saw what's going on with meat, you would never eat meat again. Like, meat would turn you off. It turns me off. Like, imagine, like, you see something you like, and then you turn around and you see something you don't like, and then you're just turned off anymore. You can't even think about what you do like anymore because you're so turned off. That's what meat does to people who understand the truth. That's what non-organic food does to people who understand the truth. Once you start eating healthy and then you go and you eat a steak or a hamburger, you will get sick. You will feel the effects of it. You will start to understand what eating meat does to you. Just try it for a week. Eat only vegetables and things like that for a week. And they say, oh, you're lacking B12. Dude, I've been vegan for years now. Not once have I ever lacked B12. That's just another way to get animal byproducts in you. B12 is that, look it up. What is B12? Where does it come from? It comes from animals. But you can naturally get it from plants. Everything that you think you can get from animals that need to be scared and killed and things like that, you can get from plants that don't need to be scared and killed. Do you understand? The most important question that I've ever seen asked to a meat eater from a plant eater, what would you do to somebody you saw kill a cat or a dog and ate it? They killed that cat in front of you. You would go crazy. You would beat their fucking ass. Now imagine them doing that to a baby. Like, that's a billion times more, right? If you saw somebody beating a dog or a baby, you'd fucking kill them. You know you would. You'd beat the fuck out of them. Right? Now, why is that any different from a pig or a cow? What's so different? Like, if you saw somebody raping an animal, what would you do? Now, imagine they're doing that with their fist to a cow. Imagine. Like, some of these farmers are really out there letting animals do things to themselves that it's unspeakable. You would never, like, it's gross, dude. You know that all the stuff that I've talked about is sick. It's sick. You would never allow it, ever. But somehow, under the radar, this is all going on. And what are we doing about this, my friends? I mean, there's activist groups, there's activism groups, but they're not addressing what's really going on here. Bestiality, child killing. But if this was happening, if you saw this going on, you saw them consuming children, boiling them alive, nasty things like that, you go apeshit on this person. You would go absolutely crazy. But they want you to feel bad for having sex with somebody who just turned 18. Do you understand? But look at what they're doing. Like, what you're doing is it's normal. It's natural. It's natural for you to want to have sex with somebody younger. Like, I've seen lots of people have sex with younger people. Now, I'm not saying, like, crazy young age. I'm talking about people will make you feel bad for having sex with an 18-year-old when you're, like, 40. It's just we're programmed to be like, that's not right. But that's their choice. If they want to carry on that relationship, that's their choice. Like, in some states, it's legal to have sex with a 16-year-old. Like, are you understanding this? In Nigeria, it's legal to have sex with an 11-year-old. But over here, they're making you feel bad for marrying or wanting to marry or wanting to, you know what I'm saying? Because you're, let's face it, folks. A lot of us are out here not wanting to just have sex with somebody. We want to get married to somebody. Now, do I want to marry an 18-year-old? No, but if I wanted to, it's my choice. You have no right to try to make me feel bad. Or anybody for that matter. You have no right to try to make them feel bad. Yeah, people are going to say something behind closed doors. But once you start bringing that onto the internet, like, that becomes harassment. You understand? Like, leave people alone, because you know what you're doing behind closed doors is way worse than what any of the normies, I guess you want to call them, your goyim, because that's what the Freemasons call us, cattle. That's what that, I guess that's what that means to them, cattle, goyim, right? What they're doing behind closed doors, they've got women who are baby factories. Do you understand? These women are sex slaves. And then the baby is taken from them, just like a calf is taken from its mother, so it can't get any of the milk from you and I. You understand? See, that's why I can't steal a calf's milk. I drink oat milk. Oat milk, not goat milk, oat milk, made from oats. I used to drink almond milk, but that gave me kidney stones, you understand? So now I've switched over to oat milk and I've been just fine. But like, what these people are doing behind, they take the baby. They've got doctors that are private doctors. And then they have the baby. And then they set the baby up for sacrifice. These are just toys to them. Human lives, animal lives, these are just toys to these people. You understand? And then they serve you what they want you to eat. While they're over there sacrificing babies and eating them. And things like that, getting adrenochrome blood and getting high off of that. But they want to make you feel bad for quote unquote breaking the law. Oh my God, you were a kid and you stole something from a store? Wow, what kid didn't? What kid didn't want that candy and just picked it up and took it and then their parents said, no, you got to put that back. We have to pay for that. Kids don't understand money. They don't understand currency. They see it, they take it. Now imagine, these people who are Freemasons, they see it, they take it. Candy and toys to them. They think we're cattle to them and that they can do whatever they want to with us. You understand? Like, how did these famous people get famous? You want to know? Because, like, there's two different tiers of humanity, apparently. There's a high up and then there's us, you and I. They sacrifice people for their status. Like you and I, we're working for our status. We're building up our lives to be like, you know what? I did this, I did that. I'm this type of person, I'm that type of person. But these people, they're sacrificing their family members. They're sacrificing babies to get their fame and status. To be respected among the goyim, among the cattle. You want to be held up as if you're something? You've got to do this. Prove you're something. Here, snort this line and kill this person. Snort this line, sacrifice that baby. Ask Scott Baio. He gets pissed whenever I bring it up. And he doesn't do it in my face. He takes it out on other people online. I asked him, so, who'd you sacrifice for your status? Oh, he was pissed. He was pissed. I got under his skin. All I did was ask him a simple question, and I'm a presidential candidate. You know why? Because I work for my status. While these people have riches beyond belief for life, they didn't work for that. They made a sacrifice.